What is up, gamers? Welcome to the Vault RPG mini podcast for Thursday, February the 1st, 2018. Remember that this is the show where I talk as much about RPGs as I can in 15 minutes or less. I'm your host, Philip. Let's get today's episode started. So what are we talking about today? We are actually talking about the Nintendo Switch and games that I feel like should be on it that are not. Now, specifically with this list, I'm actually going with games that are a little bit older. There are a lot of games that are out there right now that I wish that were on the Switch. Like I've said before, I would play pretty much everything that I could on the Switch, but I'm going to look back a little bit at some games that have been out for a few years, specifically some games that, well, some games that I wasn't able to play and then some that I were. And the common thing here is I think that they would be great on the Switch. Whether they would actually be feasible to put on there or if they would actually be feasible to run on the hardware, That remains to be seen, but it's fun to think about. All right, so let's kick this off. Here are a couple of games. I'm counting this as one, but it's technically two games that aren't too much of a stretch, as some of these titles have been featured on Nintendo platforms before, and that is the Kingdom Hearts 1.5 and 2.5 collections. Now, it was Dream Drop Distance that was on Nintendo console, and I believe back in the day that Chain of Memories, the original Chain of Memories, was on a Nintendo handheld. So there's a little bit of a history with the series and Nintendo, and I think that these remasters would be great on this platform. Of course, I would love to see KH3 when it comes out, to come out on the Switch. I don't know if that's actually going to happen or not. Once again, I don't know if that is a game that the hardware could actually run. But I feel like the 1.5 and 2.5 collections would fit really well on the hardware. The Final Fantasy series has history with Nintendo. Square Enix has a good relationship with Nintendo. So to me, that isn't too much of a stretch. And I would literally love so much to play some of my favorite games of all time on the handheld and in the hybrid fashion of the Switch. So KH 1.5 and 2.5. Now, the next game is Persona 4 Golden. This is a game that I missed. I actually have not played any of the Persona games. Now, this is one that, like I said, I easily could have said Persona 5, because yes, I really want Persona 5 on the Switch. My best friend raves about Persona 5. He holds it up as one of his favorite games ever. It was a great year last year for him specifically. He had a lot of games that felt like his favorite games ever. Persona 5 is one of his all-time favorites, and I would love to play it, but as I have stated on this podcast before, I don't get a lot of time to sit down with my PS4. So for that reason, I would love Persona 5, but that's not my choice for today, because I'm looking back a little bit. So Persona 4 Golden was actually released on a handheld already. It was released on the PlayStation Vita back in the day. I believe it was 2012. Yeah, 2012. So now the reason I think that this could work is because there is so much hype for Persona right now. Now, obviously, among the fans, there's always hype with Persona, but there was such a surge of Persona last year with the success and the popularity of Persona 5. I feel like you could sort of piggyback off of that, reintroduce another great entry in the series, and one that, frankly, a lot of people love as well, bring that back on a console that is very, very hot right now and very popular. So once again, Persona 4 Golden, was the re-release of the regular Persona 4, but Golden was specifically released on the Vita, so that is one extra reason why I think it would live really, really well with the Nintendo Switch. Moving along, this is an idea that I actually picked up from Twitter a couple of days ago, and I believe it was Switch RPG that tweeted this, but The Witcher 3, and I can't stop thinking about it. I've played a little bit of The Witcher 3, and I think it would also live really well. It is a little bit more of a mature game for Nintendo, but Nintendo is moving in that direction. They are getting games that are a little bit more mature, a little bit darker. Dark Souls is coming later this year, and Dark Souls to me will be a good case study. Okay, we got Skyrim, and reports on Skyrim is that it runs really well, and we need Dark Souls to run really well. I feel like this is a really good case study for third parties to say if this runs well and this works and it's popular, it sells decently, I think that third parties have to look at the Switch and say there is a piece of hardware that we can put some of our older games on, get some some rejuvenation into some of these older properties. I think The Witcher 3 is still very popular. I still think it's still very well loved. It, as far as open world RPGs go, you don't have a conversation about greatest open world RPGs and not mention The Witcher 3. And I, especially after playing Breath of the Wild, the Switch is a console that I love the idea of having an open world. It treats the Switch kind of like a TARDIS. It's bigger on the inside than it is on the outside. So I love the concept and the thought of carrying around this piece of hardware that has an entire world enveloped inside. So The Witcher 3, I think, is something that I would just lose hours and hours and hours on. And I guess one reason that the thought of open world games on the Switch appeals to me is because of what I've stated before. The Switch gives me greater opportunities to play. So in an open world game where you are having to pour, over 100 hours in, and one other reason why I would love Persona on there, if you're having to play a game that has a great time investment, it's great to play it on a machine that allows you, that gives you more time to play. So I would have much more time on my hands if I were able to sit on the couch with The Witcher 3 than I would having to sit in front of the TV on my PS4, Xbox One, or at my desk with my PC. Now, I have stated before that my PC currently is beside my couch, and I have a monitor that I'll set up and put down. But once again, the Switch gives me that extra layer of portability and time that I can play, and I would get so much more done with The Witcher 3 than I would otherwise on another console. Sticking with the open world concept, Metal Gear Solid 5, another game that came out a few years ago that when you talk open world, you hear this game with its hat thrown in the ring because of the mechanics. Now, obviously, there was controversy surrounding it with Kojima and his departure and an unfinished story, and was it actually done, or was it rushed or whatever? But still, from the mechanical perspective and from a freedom perspective, this is a top-notch game and one that I would love to have in my hands once again for all of the same reasons that I listed for The Witcher 3. Open world and a portable device appeals to me, and I did not play much of Metal Gear Solid 5, and I would be able to play it a lot more if I were able to hold it. And I think that it's possible that you could get it to run. It's a little bit older now. Another thing that might be appealing to Konami when it comes to MGS 5 on the Switch is, I mean, we've already seen that they're kind of doing the cash grabs with Metal Gear Solid Survive or Metal Gear Survive. I don't even know if Solid's in there, but you know, so they're attaching that name to property that they hope will make money. I know there's a lot of controversy surrounding that. So this is actually something that would sit well with gamers, because I think that people would go out and get MGS 5 again if they could play it portably. So it would be smart from a business perspective for Konami to re-release a game that people loved now on a popular console to sort of rejuvenate that IP. All right, and then lastly is Final Fantasy 12. Now, we've had the Zodiac Age come out last year on consoles. It comes out to the day today, right? February 1st, is that right? Tell me in the comments if I'm wrong, but this podcast released on February 1st. I believe it comes out today for the PC. Could that version run on the Switch? I don't know, but let me dream, let me believe. Once again, this is a semi-open world game, especially when it comes to Final Fantasies. It was a humongous world, and I personally loved the Gambit system, and I loved the combat system in that game. I would love to be able to run around and tackle. It's not one of my favorite, maybe top three Final Fantasies, but I really have a lot of good memories with that game, and I would love to get it on the PC in the next couple of days and just revisit the world of Ivalice and revisit those characters that, once again, to me, aren't the best characters in Final Fantasy, but the game as a whole is just a whole lot of fun to play, and I would love to play it on the go. So, Square, I've given you two games, technically three games, that you could put on the Switch. So listen to me. It'd be great. I think it would be smart to include as much as possible on the Switch. Like I said, is it technically, from a technical standpoint, is it possible? I don't know, but I'm throwing it out there. So there you go. There are five, technically six if you count Kingdom Hearts as two separate games, games that are a little bit older at this point that I think should be on the Nintendo Switch. What do you think? Do you agree with my list? Do you have any to add? Some runners up that I did not include would be like the Fallout games. I would love as many Bethesda games as possible. Skyrim's already on there. Put Oblivion on there. I'd love some BioWare games, but I know that BioWare doesn't really do a whole lot of re-releasing. So anyway, what games would you like to see that are older, that you would like to see on the Switch? Remasters or ports? Let me know in the comments or tweet at me. Remember, you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at VaultRPG. So let me know what you think. If you've listened this far in this episode, I really, really, really appreciate it. And until next episode, have a great time gaming. See ya.